Okay, so we have got here a little bit of a mix because we have got some people that have been to kids camp, some people that have been to our Romania mission, and some that have been to both. Okay, so I wonder very quickly, could we, starting with you, Darlene, I've got the other mic actually, if you just go down and share your name and what you've been involved in over summer. So what, as in what, whether you went to kids camp, Romania, and that, so.
My name is Darlene and I went to kids camp.
I'm Liesl and I went as a leader to kids camp.
I'm Felix and I went as part of the mission team in Romania.
I'm Beck and I went as part of the mission team in Romania as well.
I'm Keaton and I went to kids camp and Romania.
Yes. And we had a great time at both. And at both, we were doing the theme Power Up. Wonder what that is about. Children, can anyone shout out to me, what is our theme Power Up about? What have we been learning about? We've been doing this in kids' church as well and at kids' camp. What is it about? Oh, we got it. Anyone? David, what have we been learning about? Power Up, what's it about? What have we been talking about? Prayer. Thank you. We've been learning about prayer. Everyone's going shy on me this morning. So we're going to start with kids camp and we're going to hand over to Darlene to start off with. So can you tell us what has been a highlight for you about kids camp? What did you enjoy?
My highlight was Avena, where we all were in one room and we were singing and praising.
You're singing and praising at kids camp. Brilliant. And Liesl, what was your highlight?
And as a leader in kids camp in general, it's not something you go away to and, well, people go, it's not a holiday club, childcare purposes that the church put on, but it's a time where leaders go away and really intentionally want to get to know the children better, build relationships with them. And we did a lot more life group time while we're away this time, and that was really good, just to spend a lot more time with the children and getting to know them, but also like encouraging them and finding out a little bit more about their backgrounds and things like that as well. So that was really great for me.
Yeah. Brilliant. I think as well, just as we talk about kids camp highlights there, I think we've got a video of more children just telling us and leaders telling us some more of their kids camp highlights. Can we watch that now?
I realise that you can like pray for anything, and I learned more about God and how he prays for us like every time. Even if we, like, don't want him to pray, he just prays for us.
I have learned different ways to pray and about the Holy Spirit.
At kids camp, I have learned what pray stands for. Praise, rejoice, ask, and yes.
What I've learned is a memory verse and the Lord's Prayer.
I've learned about the different ways that you can pray and about how God always listens to your prayers.
That there's a lot more ways to pray than I thought there was.
My favourite thing was hanging out with my roommates.
My favourite thing about kids camp is the water slide.
Making new friends.
My favourite thing about kids camp is swimming.
My favourite thing about kids camp has been the campfire.
And my favourite thing has been when we did Avena and we learned more about praying and about God.
All the food.
The low ropes and the swimming.
And tuck shop.
My favourite thing has been the tuck shop in the lounge.
Okay, so we've had an incredible time here at Quinter. It's just been absolutely fantastic to see the young people on fire. They've been fantastic getting involved in all the activities. They've learnt so much. They've really, really got hold of the spirit of Jesus and God, and they've been absolutely incredible. They've grown in confidence. They've had lots of fun. They've enjoyed the activities. It's just been a great week.
So some of my highlight from kids camp is that, you know, the time we spend on our life group and we're learning about prayer and be connecting with God and see how the kids being curious, asking questions and see them understanding. When we go back in a meeting in worship, you see them going up and volunteer to pray and see them praising and singing to God. So that's really my highlight, to see them, you know, actually understanding and applying it bravely, confidently.
One of my main highlights is just seeing the progression of the children from day one to like where we are now. On the first day they weren't really like confident and a bit shy, and then to seeing that they all been really bold in wanting to pray for each other, I think that's been really good. Yeah, and all the fun that they've had in the new friendship they've made.
There's two things. One is seeing all the kids happy when you've fed them and they're running around and enjoying themselves. And the second one is the team that we've had. We've gelled really well. We've had a great time together, so thank you.
Yeah, it's been great seeing the kids. That's absolute joy. There've been so many different personalities, and seeing them blending together and getting involved in all the activities in so many ways. But and also highlight is meeting up with the team and working with them through some situations, and everybody pulling together to bring it, make it happen.
Similarly, my highlight is seeing the kids, you know, enjoy the food, saying thank you, you know, seeing them waiting at the queue, ready for the door to be open, for food to be served. And when they do get the food, oh, thank you so much. And just seeing them enjoying themselves. Everyone's been really, really lovely. The team's been amazing. It's my first one. I hope it's not the last. Yeah.
I just want to give a big shout out to all the team leaders and all the work that they put into it for the spiritual input, and we can see the growth in the kids. It's been absolutely amazing. Everybody works so hard into the early hours of the morning, and it's really good to watch, see everybody doing that.
One of the amazing things is seeing the actual leaders and the amount of time they put in, not complaining, and activities and the to make things happen, and just seeing them working and so hard doing tasks that are not pleasant sometimes, and make for the kids and everything. They work so hard, and a big shout out to them, because they've given up a week, and it is hard work. I know there's a lot of joy with the dealing with the kids, but there's a lot of other stuff behind it that makes it happen.
And no grumbling and arguing.
Yes, we had an amazing time. And as they said there, a big shout out. Can we give a big round of applause to all those that helped? They have given so much to that as well. So a big thank you to them. So, Keaton, I'm going to ask you, as I said, we've been doing about prayer in Sunday's church at Bridge Kids. We've been doing it at Kids Camp, and we've been doing it in Romania. What things have you learned about prayer? What have we been learning about prayer?
We've been learning that you can pray anytime, any place, and any prayer.
We have been learning that we can pray anytime. And just if anybody is interested as parents, this is a great resource that we have been using in that as well, this book. So if you check it out, that is a great book. Any grandparents as well that want to buy it for the children. And this is another great book that a lot of them have been using as well. So we recommend that we pray. And we're going to hand over to Darlene. So is there anything you can add to that about things that we've been learning about it? When it comes to prayer,
if you're worried, you can pray about it. Like, about anything. If you're just worried about a test, you can pray about it.
Yeah, that prayer can be something that can be our first response, can't it? If we're worried, scared, however we feel, that we can pray. Yes. I'm going to stay with you, Darlene. And why do you think prayer is important, and how has it helped you?
I think prayer is important because it's a way to communicate to God, and it's important because you need to have like a connection, so it helps you stay in touch with Him.
Yeah, brilliant. And Liesl, if we were to... Yes, big round of applause. Well done, darling. And Liesl, because I know a lot of us in here may pray, but if there's people that have never prayed before and they were wondering, how do you start praying, what's it about, what would you say to that?
I'd kind of say first, what these two say is about looking at it in the sense of through a child, it is simple. I think sometimes people from the outside can think prayer is something that's like, oh, you only have to say certain words, you have to say it in a certain way, when actually it needs to be kept simple. That's all that God wants. And that we also just, it's like how you'd speak to a friend. Me and we went for a walk the other day and we were just chatting. We were sharing about the highs, the lows of the summer. We were sharing about, you know, a bit of an emotion kind of thing about this really upsetting. And, you know, you might speak to your friends like that and share different things. Sometimes there can be outbursts of emotions where you don't understand things as well. And just like you do with a friend here on earth, praying can be exactly the same, but speaking to God. It's just having that daily chat, that daily connection with God. So that's all I'd say, really. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Liesl. I'm going to come to Liesl and Darlene, because you were Darlene's life group leader, weren't you, whilst you were at kids camp? And something that we did different at kids camp is in the morning, we had our prayer station. So as groups, we went round and we did prayer and we learned different ways to pray and that. And so I was wondering, could you kind of share, like, what was your favourite one and what did you do at it? How did it help? Have you got one, Darlene?
My favourite one was we had a cage and we get a lot of little strips of paper. So we'd write down what we were worried about and we would put it on the cage so we'd let it go from our minds.
Yeah. And we talked about Paul and Silas, didn't we, in that, and how when we pray and we praise that actually prison cells can come down and we can believe in that. So we did lots of different things in that and we were able to learn a lot of different ways to pray about thanking Jesus, asking Jesus of things. It was an incredible time together. Have you got anything to add to that, Liesl?
I was probably going to say the same station as well, in the sense as well that it was encouraging the children to pray bold, big prayers as well. So not just thinking just on the surface, but really ask God for things that they want deep down, and just to speak it out, and anything is possible with God then.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm going to head over to the Romania team guys here. There was a team of us that went to Romania. We were serving a church out there, doing a kids club, community days, and a survey and going doing the church. So I wondered if you could each give me a highlight from Romania.
There's so many highlights. If you ever get the chance to go on a mission trip like this, the opportunity, I'd really encourage you, because there's so many highlights. And if you want to come and talk about it later, please do, because I could tell you about it all day. And one of the big things for me, I think, is when you go, something changes in you, because you do things that you didn't think you could do and that I totally didn't think I could do. And then you come back and you're like, oh, so on fire about this, it's so good. But anyway, if I had to pick one highlight, my highlight would be meeting some of the Brazilian missionaries that were there already. So in particular, there was a couple who knew that Brazil sent so many missionaries, but they do. There's so many of them. And there was one couple called Eurico and Jassiane, and they'd taken their family, which was a two-year-old and a one-year-old, and they'd moved them from Brazil, and they put them in this one-bedroomed house in the village that we were in, which was called Lamanu. And their whole purpose there was to serve this community and share the gospel. And I think, like, they couldn't speak much English, and I can't speak any Portuguese. So we were, like, doing it through Google Translate, and, like, the team were laughing because I was, like, crying listening to this story through Google Translate. And I said to her, how long are you planning to stay in Romania? And she's like, probably a lifetime. I was like, the sacrifice that this family has made, they can't yet speak Romanian, and here they are beavering away learning it, and they're loving this family and this community. I think the sacrifice that they've made, I probably get emotional now. It's just so overwhelming, and it's so different to like what has happened in my life. I just thought it was really inspirational.
Amazing.
Like every time I get asked this question, I feel like my highlight changes.
Because there's so many.
But as of now, I think my highlight was probably the community event. So basically on the second or third day, we had like this like sports day kind of thing for the community. So like the previous day we went out in Liman and just handing out leaflets. Now I was like, okay, we're handing out the leaflets. I was like, oh, are they actually going to turn up? Because like, let's say somebody hands me a leaflet, I'm just going to be like, yeah, but I'm probably just going to turn up. But it was just amazing to see that like the next day there was like, 200, 300, 100. Oh, sorry, I had to do too much. Still, 100 is still a lot.
It was just, for that community as well, yeah. If you're, how they receive churches, it's quite orthodox in Romania, so that is actually really massive for a community, for 100 to come to something that we were doing, so.
And it was just amazing to see, like, how, like, involved they were. Like, we were doing, like, the sack races, and, like, they just kept going on and on and on and on. But I don't know if it was because they actually enjoyed it because they wanted to have, like, packets of Haribos. Basically, if you won, you got given packets of Haribos. But, and also, another one of my highlights is probably just, like, fellowship time with the team. So, like, at the end of every day, we'd probably just go to the beach, you know, have a nice chill time, have conversations. And I feel like those were the moments where I got to, like, learn a lot about, you know, the people that I was serving with. And I was like, they're actually pretty cool people. So I was like, yeah.
Keaton.
Can I just add, actually, we have got some super special teenagers, like 18-year-olds in our church. And spending time with Felix, Janie, Raymond and other kids was so, so good. You realise how special they are.
Yeah. My highlight was the day that we went out paddleboarding with all the Romanian kids.
It was a highlight for the children, but some of the leaders were like, oh, we've got all these kids and we're doing paddleboarding with them. But it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? It was good. Okay, I'm going to go to Felix. Can you tell us, how did we see the power of prayer in Romania as a team?
Well, okay, so on the first day, right, bear in mind, like, we woke up at, like, what, 6 a.m., 5:30. So we go to the airport, get on the plane, get to Romania, and then we get in the car with a guy called Eurico. And so we go in, and the guy's going, what, 100 kilometers an hour in third gear. So then I'm just turning around to Steph, and I'm like, what's happening here? Anyway, after, like, what, 20 minutes, half an hour or so, he burned the clutch. So we were, like, stranded on the motorway. So then by that time, I was like, to Steph and the guys, I was like, guys, I'm so tired. It's been a long time. It's been a long day. I just want to go to the place where we're going, have some breaded chicken and some, like, whatever they were serving. But anyway, so then we were stranded for, like, 2 hours or so. It was just, like, got bored and everything. And then we was like, you know what? We're going to get out of the car and then start worshipping, start praying. And stuff like that. So for all the guys who follow me on socials, I posted a little video of, like, us just, like, singing praise and just dancing around. But yeah, as we did that, the rain came and the wind blew. But still, we're still out there just, like, singing and worshipping. And then that just reminded me of, like, that Bible verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where it basically tells us about to, you know, pray in all circumstances. And then the second day, Dan's car stopped working. So I was like, right, what's happening here? And then Natalie had like called an emergency prayer meeting because like she could see like the devil was trying to, you know, stop the work that we were going to do there. So then we were in the kitchen and then praying. And then Dan came in the room and just, you know, behind there whilst we were praying. And after we prayed, it was like, oh, the car's fixed. So we were like, you're having a laugh. There's no way the car's fixed. He was like, no, it's fixed. Like, it was during, when we were praying, the car was fixed and it started working. Yeah. And I feel like these two instances are like show like how the power of God and how like he answers prayer. Like sometimes he'll answer prayers like this. And then sometimes it will take time. But it's what we're doing that time. Are we going to carry on praying, worshipping, or are we just going to give up? And just, and I feel like it was like a nice reminder.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Even in that point, Dan Pompefici, who was sorting the car out when we were praying, he said before his eyes there was a little part in the car that kind of jumped out and went back into the slot that it needed to go in. And he saw it like just come up and go out as it was like incredible just seeing the instant power of prayer. Beck, how has prayer been powerful in your life?
I mean, where do you start? there's so many things you could say, isn't there? But I'm just going to talk about what happened to us just before we went to Romania, because in the weeks leading up to it, some crazy stuff happened in our family, really. So I'm married to Anthony, who's over there, and my daughter Tabby is sat down here somewhere, and my son Ben's over there. And just before we went, all this crazy stuff happened, and like, it got to the point where I was like, does someone really not want us to go to Romania? Because why is all this stuff happening? So in the weeks leading up to Romania, something happened to Tabby and she ended up having a brain scan, two brain scans. And then they said to us, oh, we think she's potentially got a brain tumour. And we were like, what? So like in this really kind of scary situation. So literally in the week before going to Romania, we were like, we don't know if our daughter is seriously ill or whether we're going to Romania next week. Do you know? And it was one of those things where you're like, what's going on here? But in that time, we were so covered with prayer. We had, unbeknownst to us actually, because Dan had told the church in Romania, so they were praying for Tabby and for us. We had these amazing guys, the Romania mission team, praying for us. We had the Bridge prayer team, which, if you don't know, Anthony's part of this prayer team and he is on the WhatsApp and they are praying constantly for you guys. Anything that you ask for prayer for, that WhatsApp group is praying all the time. There are absolutely amazing prayer warriors in this church. My phone's just switched off. Let's get it back on. And we had friends praying and we were praying and we didn't know what was going to happen and we were in this really, like, horrible position. But through it all, we felt really upheld in prayer through all of these people praying for us. And we felt held by God and we felt at peace. And then in the end, a few days before we were going to go, we met with some really brilliant specialists and they told, no, she doesn't have a tumour. She just has, this is just an incidental finding. It's totally fine. We'll monitor her. You can go to Romania. We were like, yes, thank you, God. Thank you for that. So We were all then set to go, and then the day before we went, so we were going on the Tuesday, and on the Monday, Anthony had this appointment, a hospital appointment that he'd waited a year for to go, and we were like, guys, just, you know, a bit of a minor thing. And he came back and he's like, oh, they just told me that I need urgent eye surgery and I need to have it in 2 weeks. And we were like, what? Like, can we still go? Yeah, they said we can go. So we got everyone praying about it again, and then we went to Romania. We prayed about it and we asked loads of other people to pray about it. And we went to Romania anyway. And the morning that we got back, the hospital had said to us, oh, you need this. He needs this operation. It's urgent. It needs to be within 2 weeks. But there's no appointments. So, you know, I don't know what will happen. So we were like, okay. So everyone was praying. And I remember we asked you to pray, didn't we, the last day? Like, they've said to us again, there's no appointments. We've got this really short time frame. And then we were coming back and then going on holiday after Romania. So we literally had like 6 days or something, which this had to happen. And then the morning that we got back, we got a phone call. Oh, we've managed to fit him in. So can he come next Monday? Which was exactly within this 2 weeks and perfect timing for everything. And he went and he got the surgery and it was all fine. And I was like, this whole month has been absolutely mental, but so full of prayer and so many answers to prayer. And I think that I've just been shown like the power of God in it all, and also the power of prayer in changing like how you think and feel about the situation that you're in. So yeah, thank you to everyone that prayed, and praise be to God.
Yeah, We have really seen both at Kids Camp and Romania just the power of prayer. And even like thanking you for at Kids Camp about for those that had the sheets of the Fortress of Prayer, when you were praying, it really did feel like there was a fortress of that prayer support around us at Kids Camp. As we come to a close, Keaton, I wonder whether you could share with us how prayer and praying to God helps you in your life.
It helps me to understand that God is always with me and he wants to have a relationship with me.
Yeah. Amazing. And we're coming to a time now where we are going to pray for our children, our young people, all those in education that are going back this week. And something that I hope you'd really get the heart of this morning and all that we've been doing over summer is that there is power when we pray, that actually God wants to connect with us, he wants to have a relationship with us, and he wants to hear our voice, and that there's power when we pray. So as we come to pray for our children now, I really encourage us as a whole church to join together in lifting up our children and continuing to think of them this week as they go back. And just something that I also just want to encourage us with, that kind of a theme that has gone through, is the power of community. That actually we're not meant to go alone, that we know God is always with us, but also that we're supposed to do it together. And one of the things that I loved about Kids Camp is, like, me and Liesl have been friends for years, but actually in the mornings as leaders, when we got into smaller groups and we read the Bible together and we prayed together, that they felt there was a real strength in us being able to be together and have community in that. And then as you'd hear in Romania, there was a real sense of us, we were together as a purpose and we were praying for each other, we were supporting one another. And for us as a church, actually, that's the heart of what we are about. That's the heart of what we're here this morning, that as we invite the children and the young people and those in education, that it's not just something that we are watching, but actually it's us standing as a community together saying, yes, we are in this together and we are praying for our children. We are praying that they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit as they go into school. We are praying for miracles. We are praying for all these incredible things that can happen, that we wouldn't underestimate what God can do. So right now, can we all stand together and can we invite all children, young people, teachers, anyone that's in education, would you all come to the stage? And I'm going to ask if, like, ministers and elders can come and we will pray. So everyone come up. How blessed are we, church? How incredibly blessed are we as we look at these incredible individuals as they come to the stage? Church, let's just take a moment and just thank God right now. Hello. For his goodness at the incredible goodness. People that we have stood before us. And right here represents all those from little ones that might be starting nursery, to those starting reception, to those that are going into juniors, to those that are starting high school, to those that are starting college, university. We have head teachers here. We have teachers, teaching assistants. We have so many people represented here. And right now, as we've heard, as we did the interviews, there is power in our prayers. And so I ask right now that we could all lift our voices and pray for these individuals, that we are a community that are standing together and we are praying. And we're not just going to be praying this morning, everyone. We are going to be praying throughout this week. And then I'm going to ask Cookie, who's gone right to the back, if he can pray over us. So right now, let's all just lift our voice. Let's start praying over the young people and the children.
Okay. You know, I'm going to ask you to do something. If you're a guest in here, you don't feel comfortable with doing this, then don't do it. But if you can just put your hands forward. And as I pray, do you know, as senior leader here now, I don't know, it's 13 or 14 years, there's nothing that gives me more pleasure than to see our young people praising God, sharing about God, coming through. So as we're praying now, we're standing as a family for all these people, whether they're education, whether they're going into the next part of their lives. And I'm going to pray over you all. And as you see all your family out there with your, their hands out there saying they've got you covered, they're going to stand in the gap for you and they're going to pray for you. So, God, I thank you for every single individual here, every single person who's watching online. I thank you, God, that you've got a plan and purpose for us all. And these young people, as they're now looking out and looking at those pictures that they drew of me, which were very good, by the way, Aria, I pray that they would have fun. They would encourage each other. They would know that they are stronger together. I pray, God, that there be no fear as they go into the new classes or the new experiences in their life. I pray, God, that they'll always understand what they've just shared about your power goes with them, that they can be the voice for you, they can be the expression of you. And I pray, God, over them that they would have a compassion for others, that they would be in their learned places, whether they're teaching, overseeing other people, or there in their class. I pray, God, that your spirit would bring peace, would bring an understanding of what they're doing in that particular role at that particular time, that they would be a great encourager and they would come back into this family that is our church life and praise you, saying, God, you made a way. You fed, you've clothed, you've let me see new things. And as Becky just shared there about the wondrous way that she you've worked in her family, I pray that will be known through everyone on the stage, everyone watching online, that you, God, are a God of provision. You're a God who guides us. You're a God who says, I want you to live a life and a full life. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's give these lot a round of applause.
Just wait 1 second, guys, as you... I just want to read these verses of you for you to remember... Each and every one of you, that God is with you, that the creator of the universe who created the stars is with you. And so Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 41 verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. God is your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 23 verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And one that we all know, Joshua 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. As you go this week, know that the God who created the stars in the sky is with you. And what we've been praying for you as the Kids Camp team is that as you go, that in Philippians it talks about you being shining stars that shine bright in the world that you go. And so we want you to know that you are a shining star and we're praying for you to shine bright as you go. Okay, so we are going to sing, as everyone goes, we are going to sing a song, not me, because that wouldn't be good, but the band are going to sing a song, and we, anyone that's here, if you want to remember that you are going to go and you're going to shine bright, remembering that God is with you, we have got these that you can clip onto your book bag, your bag, your keys, whatever it is, to remember that as you go, the God who created the stars is with you, and that he's going to help you to shine bright. Okay. We've got this, haven't we?
Yes.
It's going to be a great week back, and we are all cheering you on, aren't we, everybody? Yes, let's go. Okay.